Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Busyness can be very distracting. When I was at the Synod Convention in Milwaukee this past week, we had a lot of business, spelled with an I, to take care of. There were structural things that needed to be cleaned up. There were elections to be held. There were important issues where our church body needed to take a stand. However, at the same time, it felt like there was a lot of busyness, spelled with a Y, happening too. Things that distracted from the important things. Things that weren't entirely necessary. Speeches being made that didn't need to be made except so the speaker could hear himself speak. Busyness can get in the way of the important things. The same thing can happen to meetings, to churches, to schools, to families, yes, even voters' meetings. Even when there is important stuff to be done, when you're just making yourself busy, you lose sight of what's really important. And that is what happens to Martha in our gospel reading today. As they're on their way, Jesus enters a village and Martha welcomes him into her house. And so Mary, her sister, sits at Jesus' feet and listens to his teaching while Martha is distracted with much serving. Many of us can relate to Martha. We run around finding things to do. If they say that idle hands are the devil's plaything, well, if you are making yourself busy with many different things, the devil doesn't have time to breathe, let alone affect you. Company comes over and you are so busy cleaning up after them and cooking and the like that you don't actually spend any time with the company. Now, serving is certainly an important part of life. There are things that simply need to get done. And it is important for us to get those things done. It is important for us to do the things and to serve the needs of others. Serving is absolutely important, and God does, in fact, give us gifts with which to serve others. And so we use those gifts in serving others. And, in fact, God has called us to a life of service. Abram, in our gospel reading today, serves God by preparing a meal for him when he comes to visit. In Romans chapter 12, Paul says, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord." We are called to a life of serving the Lord, and in doing so, to, through love, serve one another, as Paul says in Galatians 5. Or, as Peter says in 1 Peter 4, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." We are called to serve. But does service get in the way of hearing the message? Too often, it can and it does. Now, on the other hand, in our gospel reading, Mary is busy sitting and listening to Jesus. She is sitting at Jesus' feet, paying rapt attention to what he is saying. This is God. This is the Son of God sitting in her living room. She doesn't want to miss a word. Now, listening to God is certainly an important part of life. We need to listen to his words and his message, which I suspect is why you're all here today, is to listen to God. We need to read his word. We need to grow deeper in our knowledge and our understanding of him. We need to be faithful in our worship and Bible study, in our devotions. That's why Trinity sends home the family altar every week, is so we can be faithful in our daily devotions. And in fact, God has called us to a life of listening to his voice. In Psalm 95, the psalmist warns, "Do not harden your hearts, but instead listen to God and pay attention to his words." God himself says, "Pay attention." That's kind of a summary. He says, "Pay attention to Jesus." We are to listen to and pay attention to what God has to say. And yet, is it the listening itself that Jesus is commending here? Is it the listening that is important? Or is there something that's more important than just listening? The one thing that Jesus says is absolutely necessary is not service in itself, and it is not just listening in itself. Service can distract from hearing his voice when it is done at the wrong time and for the wrong reasons. Listening places you in contact with God's word, but if the listening does not conform you to his will and transform you through faith, it hasn't accomplished its purpose. The one thing that is absolutely necessary for us is faith in Jesus Christ. In Galatians 2, Paul writes that we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified. We are not justified by our works. We are justified by faith. Now, faith is strengthened by hearing the word, and it finds its action in serving others, but it is faith which is necessary. Or Ephesians 2, "By grace you have been saved through faith, not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Faith and hearing the word of God and allowing the word of God to transform your life is what is important. Now, that is not on its own. Because of faith in Christ, we listen to his word and we desire to better know him and to better read his word. And we participate faithfully in worship so that we can listen to his word. We study it regularly, and we read it in devotions daily. But that's not the end of the story. It is because of our faith in Christ that we also serve our neighbor. We know that nothing we have is ours by right, but it is all a gift from him. And so we use these gifts that he has given us, whether it be our time, whether it be our abilities, whether it be our money and other resources, we use these gifts to serve our neighbors in their need. In so doing, we obey James's instruction to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Service is important in its time. There is a time for serving. There is also a time for listening. The challenge for us is to recognize when it is time for us to work, to serve others, to show God's love, to spread the message of what Christ has done for us, and also when it is time to listen. We need to turn to God and receive his gifts. So often in this life, we get into the mindset that we can do everything ourselves. A sin of hubris, which pastors are all too familiar with, but I suspect we're not the only ones. But God calls us to take time out and listen to his message for us, a message of peace and comfort, a message reminding us that we do not have to do it all by ourselves, that we cannot do it all by ourselves. A message that Christ has done it all for us. We serve only because he first served us. We serve as a shadow of and a response to what he has already done for us. One thing's needful, Lord, this treasure teach me highly to regard. All else, though at first give pleasure, is a yoke that presses hard. Beneath it, the heart is still fretting and striving, no true lasting happiness ever deriving. This one thing is needful, all others are vain. I count all but loss that I Christ may obtain. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.